We're thrilled to announce that we now have 7 powerful devotionals available on YouVersion's Bible app. For those not in the know, YouVersion is the top Bible app in the world, and we're honored to be on this incredible platform. Our devotionals dive deep into the pillars that define the lion within us: health, wealth, and self. So whether you're seeking spiritual growth, financial wisdom, or personal development, these devotionals are tailor-made for you. So ready to embark on this transformative journey and unleash the lion within you? Head over to thelionwithin.us/YouVersion to access our devotions on the YouVersion app. Join thousands of like-minded individuals and dive into the Word with us. That's thelionwithin.us/YouVersion. That's YouVersion. And let's grow together and become the leaders God intends us to be. Welcome to The Lion Within Us, a podcast serving Christian men who are hungry to be the leaders God intends you to be. I'm your host, Chris Granger. Let's jump in. All right, fellas, fun Friday time. Excited to have you here. Let's get right into it. All right. So, I'm just excited today, guys. Give me a break, okay? So John 3:22 is the scripture of the week this week. John 3:22, it says, after this, Jesus and his disciples went out to the Judean countryside where he spent some time with them and baptized. And guys, go check out the spiritual kickoff. We unpack this, and we spent most of the time talking about where he spent time with. That intentionality, that commitment, that iron sharpening iron. You don't get to sharpen iron if you're not with somebody. And this is what we've been focusing on all week, is how are you leaning into discipleship? That takes effort. It's not easy. Discipleship is a journey. It's a journey. And you never finish. You never finish your discipleship journey until you go to be with him in heaven. But it's an everyday commitment. And you got to have brothers and sisters in Christ coming alongside of you, encouraging you, helping you along the journey. And if you missed a conversation with Jim Halstead, you just missed a really great one. I encourage you to go back and listen to it. Just back up one episode in your podcast feed. You'll see it right there. Because Jim brings the house. He brings so much great information on how we can be intentional about walking out true discipleship in our life. Because we're always growing, or at least we should be. He shared some scary statistics on how the church is really struggling in these areas. Quite frankly, how the church don't even know what the Great Commission is, or where it is, or much less how to actually do it. And then when it comes to actually discipleship and growing closer to him each and every day, it's not even considered. It's so far removed from so many people's radar. It's not even talked about. We got to stop that. That's literally why we started in line with Dennis. We recognize the need for discipleship in churches, quite frankly. They're just not, they're missing it. This is a gap in my life. Therefore, we're doing all we can to serve and to help each other grow. So guys, hopefully you enjoy that conversation with Jim. I know for me, when I get a chance to talk with guys like that, it's such an uplifting and gives me hope. It also challenges my butt. I gotta put it in gear even more. Because I know, you know what? To do what God's calling you to do, you better be plugged into them each and every day. Each and every day. This is not optional. There are no off days. All right, fellas. So hopefully go check that one out. So now, let's get into our fun Friday stuff. We're going to be talking about the tips of the week this week, a health, wealth, and a self tip for you new listeners out there. That health is mind and body. How do we have stronger minds and bodies? Wealth tip is, how can we be better stewards of our finances, whether it's our careers or finances in general? What does that look like? And self tip, what do we need to do to be stronger husbands and fathers? That's what it's about. Stronger husbands and fathers. We wrap all that stuff around the idea of letting God's word and being spiritual leaders guide and direct us. It's going to do great things. So the health tip, guys, I want to think about this week. You've all heard about SMART goals, right? That's specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So, well, that's a great framework. I want to challenge you. Add another T to it. Add another T and let that last T be tough. Tough. Because we only grow when we challenge ourselves outside of our comfort zone. And I love it. I'm a big proponent of SMART goals. I think they're awesome. They're wonderful. But if they're not tough, is it worth setting? Think about that for a second. Now, this may not be a strategy for every one of your goals, but there should be some BHAGs out there. If you know what BHAG is, that's a big, hairy, audacious goal. They need to be out there. They need to make you sweat. They need to make you challenge. I don't know if I can actually get this done. But at the same time, you need that push. You got to have that push to get to the heights that you never thought existed before. If you go into the gym day in or day out and you do the same reps, guess what? You're never going to grow. You got to push yourself. You have to challenge yourself. It needs to be difficult. Well, Chris, I don't know. I'm not sure. But I don't know if God can pull this off. So let me ask you, you're putting some limits on God. You're putting God in the box. Don't do that. Make it tough. Particularly you guys out there who are really trying to walk with the Lord. It's not going to be easy. Make it tough. There you go. Add that T to the SMART goal. Your wealth tip this week. Again, one-on-one fundamental things around investing. ETF. You may have heard this thing called ETF. So what is an ETF? How does it work? Well, ETF, just so you know what it stands for, is an exchange traded fund. Okay. Exchange traded fund. And it's what the name implies. It's funds that trade on exchanges, like a specific index. So when you invest in an ETF, you're kind of getting a bundle of assets you can buy and sell during the market hours. When the hours open. And it lowers your risk to exposure, and it kind of helps you diversify your portfolio as well. And they offer some advantages over stocks in a couple situations. First, when the return from a stock is in a sector that is narrow, has that narrow dispersion around the mean, an ETF might be a better choice. And second, if you're unable to gain an advantage through knowledge of the company, ETF is a really good choice to consider there. So ETF's got a lot. There's a lot of popularity and tons of stuff out there on ETFs. So check that out between mutual funds, stocks, bonds, and ETFs. There's different avenues of investment types. And I just want you guys to be aware of them. So if you hear that terminology come up, ETF, you'll know, okay, well, that's an exchange traded fund. Let me go see exactly what the fund is representing. Let me see how this aligns to my investment goal, my risk tolerance, my strategies, all those things moving forward, and then make the best decision, okay? So just want you to be aware of that. Exchange traded funds. Now, the self tip. I want you to think about this. What do you need to do to freshen up the compliments of your spouse? How can you freshen that stuff up? Because it's easy to go to flow and be like, hey, you're a great cook. Or, you know what? I love your eyes. But again, it's all about challenging ourselves today. Take the time, write down 5 items that you learned or you noticed about your spouse. Instead of something like, you know what, you're loyal, I love you. Get specific. Be like, hey, you know what? That time you stood up for me because when that jerk was saying all these things, that meant the world to me. The fact that you actually took a stand and you did that on my behalf, I just want you to know how much that means to me. The more specific you get here, the more impactful it's going to be. The beauty is in the details, guys. She needs to hear this. First of all, that's going to tell her that you remember. That's a big one right there. But second, it's just going to show that you put some thought and some intentionality about showing her how much you care. And for the ladies that are listening, it goes both ways here. You guys want to hear this stuff. And that's kind of like patting them on the back. Hercules. They need to hear how specific cases where they stood up or they did something that caught your attention. That's a big thing too. We're in this world we live in, we're all just striving for the attention of others. Our spouses, oftentimes, I know for me in particular, I struggle with this. I struggle with this because I know she's going to be there. And when we know people are going to be there, it's easy to take advantage of that. Guys, we can't do that. We have to be the spiritual leaders of our home. And that starts by loving her first. All right? We have to put her first. She has to be the priority. Obviously, just to clarify out there, God's first. When I'm talking about inside your home, she is. And you need to make sure she knows that. She needs to make sure that she's understanding that she's your everything. That you're in this covenant of marriage, and you're not treating that with anything other than utmost respect and honor and glory. So think about the compliments. Just think about the words you say. The words, the power of the tongue, guys. It talks about it in James. It can burn down a forest. It's fire. It can also build up incredibly You have the power, right? You do. Listening right now, you have the power to make a positive impact. Are you going to use that for good in your marriage and build her up? Or are you going to use it to tear down? You have this, the choice is up to you. You have free will. I'm encouraging you to lean in and do it the right way. All right. So guys, the book of the week this week is this one right here, A Disciple's Walk. There's also some other books that Jim's put together. He's sending me, I'm going to be getting those up in future episodes as well. This is a great story because it's what it is. It's a story walking through a discipleship journey. What does that look like? Start to finish. How do you go about doing it? Intentional ways you can take action. I'm telling you, this was just a really good resource. Love how Jim wrote this one. It has some good application at the end of each chapter as well. So you can take the story, like the narrative behind it, and find a ways to migrate the ideas into your life. So it's very practical, very easy to read. It's one that I just enjoyed that myself. So hopefully, guys, get a chance to check that out. And again, you can go to thealignwithin.us/book. Find all the books of the week that we put out there each and every week, okay? Now, your dad jokes this week. Let's get into those. Dad joke number one, I ran into a lamppost yesterday. I only sustained light injuries. Number one, I love it. So number two, why do golfers take extra socks with them? In case they get a hole in one. Jeez Louise, everybody knows that. So let us know which one you like best, guys. Number one, I ran into a lamppost yesterday. I only sustained light injuries. Number two, why do golfers take extra socks with them in case they get a hole in one? I mean, this is fundamental golf 101 stuff, right, fellas? So anyway, let us know which one you like best. If you have a dad joke you want to submit, support@thealignwithin.us. We'll get those. They'll come right in. We'll give you a shout out on the show. We'll even try to send you some free stuff to give you a hookup. So yeah, let us know which dad joke you got out there that's going to get them tickled, get them laughing. And remember, eye rolls totally count when it comes to the world of dad jokes, okay? So there you go, fellas. So question of the week this week we've been talking about is what does disciple mean to you? Really think about that. You know, are you a disciple? And what do you need to be doing to build disciples? And that walking a road of discipleship, it starts today. If you're not doing this today, it can start today. You don't have to be anywhere specific in your journey to start discipleship. It can start wherever you are. And that's the beauty of it. You just start right there and you just let the Holy Spirit, next thing you know, He's just chipping away. It's molding you. You heard Jim talk about how he reads the Bible every year and how it's always your end. Now it takes him even longer to read the Bible now because of things that God is revealing to him. It's incredible because this book is growing. It's living. It's breathing. He even said the thing about you never step in the same river twice. And that's exactly what happens when you read God's word, because it's going to reveal something to you new each and every time. So prioritize that. Make that a big, big deal. Make that a boundary you're not willing to compromise. All right. So guys, get after it. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Give us ratings and reviews. That really helps for sure. But the biggest thing, guys, just share the stuff with others. Just share, hey, I found this podcast called The Line Within Us. It's pretty cool. Love for you to check it out. We also have tons of resources on the Bible app for devotions. Put lots and lots and lots of devotions out on a consistent basis, guys. So be checking that stuff out as well. And then again, head over to thealignwithin.us. So far as discipleship, all the stuff we were talking about this week, this is literally what we do in The Line Within Us. Our community all the time. So we have lots of new resources on thealignwithin.us, lots of ways to show you how we're helping, how we're serving. Check that stuff out. Jump in the community, start your free trial, and let's go from there. All right. So get after it, guys. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. We'll prayerfully see you back here on Monday for more ways to help you grow to be the leader that God intends you to be. So have a good one. And remember, keep unleashing the lion within. If you're a man who's looking for greater spiritual guidance into how to become a better leader, finding resources that you can trust and then implement can be daunting. For me personally, I thought it was a lost cause, and I decided to take the action knowing that I wasn't alone. It was because of this wide gap that we created our Lion Within Us community, and the areas that we're helping Christian men grow are incredible. For instance, we built ways for guys to lean in and grow through fun events like our daily spiritual kickoff, where you get that much needed boost directly from God's word. Our Bible studies that always focus on how to discern and apply what we learn in even our amazing forum, where you can speak your mind without fear of getting shut down or judged by the extreme rules of modern day social media. On top of all that, we know that many men want help overcoming issues and becoming stronger in many different areas. That's why we created several mastermind groups where the iron truly sharpens the iron. Our community is about having a growth mindset, accountability, intentionality, and transparency. In other words, just leave fake you at home and come to community just as you are. I fully believe in what we've built. I see the impact it's making on men right now, and I would love to have you check it out. So start your very own 30-day free trial today to see how we can help you be a better leader. So if you're ready to take that first step, head over to thelionwithin.us and get started. Your journey begins here. Visit thelionwithin.us, and I'll see you inside the den.